Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The best commentary on the Old Testament. Frequently, people will ask me what commentaries I consult when I'm studying for a sermon. Occasionally, I will consult a commentary, but only after I feel I've exhausted my own biblical studies. I discussed some thoughts from Charles Spurgeon on the use of commentaries in a previous post. But let's look at this from another angle. Before there was an Old Testament and a New Testament, what did those who lived in the days of Jesus call what we now refer to as the Old Testament? They called it Scripture. Here's a clip from a recent sermon where I discuss more in depth why our New Testament is really the best commentary we have on the Old Testament. But we also have to unpack then, what does this verse mean that David says, to cast your cares on the Lord? Now, it's interesting because this phrase is repeated in the New Testament. Now let me use a couple of different terms here to help you understand this thing. We have the divisions in our Bible that we call the Old Testament and the New Testament. 39 books that are written before the advent of Jesus, before Jesus comes to earth in human form, and then 27 books that are written covering the birth of Jesus and his life here on earth, and then his followers after that. So the people that lived in the New Testament era, the time of Jesus and onward, what did they call the 39 books that we now refer to as the Old Testament? They called them Scripture. Those books, those words, they recognized were Scripture, that God spoke those words. So this is the reason why a lot of times I like to refer to the Old Testament as the First Testament and the New Testament as the Second Testament. I think sometimes in our own minds, we tend to think of Old Testament being something outdated, new being new and improved, and that's not the case at all. The First and Second Testaments are two parts of the same thing. They fit together. They support and reinforce each other. We're missing a huge understanding of the message if we're looking at just one or the other, or we're looking at them separately. We have to look at them together. So I'm always intrigued then when I see phrases from the First Testament or verses that are repeated in the Second Testament. Because in essence, what happens is in the Gospels, you have Jesus saying, hey, what I'm doing right now is fulfilling what was said about me in the First Testament. Then you have the other epistle writers. You have Peter and Paul and James and Jude that are all writing things down, and they're saying, this is the way that we've always lived our life according to Scripture. And then look at this light that Jesus shined on it that all of a sudden made us realize, oh, we see the bigger picture now. We see the fuller understanding of it now. So in essence, the Second Testament is kind of like a commentary on the First Testament. I invite you to check out some other resources I've prepared, including a free downloadable PDF study guide. I've shared links in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.